NASA's future goals for spaceflight go something like this. Land astronauts on the moon by the year 2018. Also establish a lunar outpost, a base where the astronauts would eventually live. And finally, human voyages to Mars. Dave Aiken joins us to talk about the future of human space travel. He's director of the Space Systems Laboratory at the University of Maryland. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Dave Aiken, describe for us what this new generation of space vehicles is shaping up to look like.
Well, I think what you're going to see is a change from the space shuttle, which was one vehicle that could do everything. So it's a moving van, it's a sports car, it's the family van. In the coming years, what you're going to see is a splitting of the ways. You're going to see small launch vehicles that carry humans into space, and you're going to see large launch vehicles that carry cargo into space. And then the humans and the cargo can get together in space to do operations, to go to the moon or whatever. Both of the vehicles are going to look very much like pieces of space shuttles. As far as we know today, the human-carrying rocket is going to start with one of the solid rocket motors from the space shuttle and have something that looks like an Apollo capsule on top. The large vehicle is going to look like a space shuttle with an external tank and solid rocket motors, but it's probably going to have a cylindrical payload that sits on the nose of the external tank instead of on the side, so that you don't have to worry about issues with foam coming off. It's up above everything that could harm it during launch.
What are the goals for sending people back to the moon? What are the goals for actually being on the moon itself? What are they hoping to get from that?
Well, first of all, it's been almost 40 years since the humans walked on the moon, and we'd like to at least recreate the capability to do that. We also have only landed on the moon 6 different times. The longest stay was 3 days, so we really know very little about it. The other thing, we'd like to go back and use the moon for exploration, use it as a way of learning how to live for long duration in space, and ultimately use it as our test bed for learning how to live on Mars, because when we go to Mars, it's going to be a 3-year mission, and we're going to have to stay in space and live off your own resources for that whole time.
Now, how would those lessons, say, learned on the moon be applicable to Mars travel? I mean, aren't there some really fundamental differences about that?
There are, and actually it's a lot harder to live on the moon than it is to live on Mars. The gravity is closer to Earth's. On Mars, the gravity is about 1/3 what we feel here. On the moon, it's only about 1/6. There's no air at all on the moon. There is a very, very thin atmosphere on Mars. And the temperature extremes are much greater on the moon than on Mars. The moon is really a much more forbidding place to live long-term than Mars is.
If, in fact, the shuttle fleet is retired by the year 2010, which is the goal, you would have these two programs going on simultaneously. You'd have ongoing shuttle missions up until 2010, but you'd also have this new design of rockets and spacecraft. Just seems like that's a phenomenal amount of money to be laying out at the same time.
It is, and NASA has basically been told what they can expect in the way of funding, which is very little different than the money that they're getting currently. It's not going to be easy. If you're living on a fixed budget, which NASA is, and shuttle missions basically cost what they cost, they have already reduced those as much as they can, it basically means that the funding to build these new vehicles is largely going to come out of other things that NASA has traditionally done. It's very clear that NASA is more or less going to focus very tightly on its core mission of getting humans into space and transitioning from the shuttle to these new vehicles.
Dave Aiken, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dave Aiken is director of the Space Systems Laboratory at the University of Maryland in College Park.